third parak of Kinim, first Mishnah. Bemet v'umamurim b'koy nimlach. All the halachs we said till now is that sometimes you could save some of the more than half of the birds. Is when the kohen asks the shayla, and then we tell him exactly what he can't be makriv and stay out of the suffix, what not. Or sometimes we tell him they can't be makriv any of them because we don't know what to be makriv. The kohen didn't ask the shayla. Achaz lezuv. If there's two women, each one had one set of birds, or shtaymlezu, each one had two sets, or sholoshlezu, each one had three sets. Also, kulam lamal, if he made all of them on top, mechse kosher, mechse posel, because we know that half of these birds are oilas. All the oilas are kosher, and all the chatois are posel. Kulam lamati, did all them on the bottom. Also, mechse kosher, mechse posel. In other words, half of them are going to be kosher as chatois, and the other half are going to be posel. Chetzin lamal, chetzin lamati, if he did half on top, half on the bottom, then also, eshelamal, mechse kosher, mechse posel, eshelamati, mechse kosher, mechse posel. We say that from each one, let's say there were 20 birds, you did 10 on top, 10 on the bottom. So of the top ones, only 5 of them are kosher. Why? Because we have to misilpik, then maybe did all of one set on the top, in which case half of that set should have been chatas and should have been on the bottom. That's the worst case scenario. Same thing on the bottom. We do all on those that are on the bottom, we have to concern that they're all from one set of one woman's, one person's kabbonis, and they have to be half on the top and half were done on the bottom. Therefore, we say that only half of those done on top are kosher and half of those done on the bottom are kosher.